It's here and now, and let's take stock now of the buzzwords of the 2016 campaigns. Huge, kids' table, expectations raised and lowered. Ben Zimmer is executive editor of vocabulary.com and a language columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Ben, let's tick through, starting with one that's been used before by feminists, uterus.
Uterus came up recently because of a Bernie Sanders supporter, a rapper named Killer Mike, was giving a speech at a rally in Atlanta at Morehouse College and talked about how an activist named Jane Elliott had told him, a uterus doesn't qualify you to be president of the United States.
A little slam at Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and that immediately became a controversial issue. What's interesting there is, yeah, I mean, this word uterus, you know, relating to a woman's body, becomes this kind of flashpoint. And we often see how just, you know, one word like this can become kind of a mini controversy
right.
to itself. And so now we have uterus gate, just like we've had, you know,
right.
other gates in the past.
Well, uterus had been used in the past, though, by women who would say, if you don't have a uterus, zip it. For instance, that's a bumper sticker that went around. Firewall.
Yeah, well, now firewall, that's one that seems to come up every 4 years, at least since the 1980s. This idea that a candidate could set up a firewall to kind of fend off another candidate who might be rising in the polls, that actually goes all the way back to 1984 when John Glenn was running against Walter Mondale. And Glenn thought that they could develop a southern firewall against Mondale by winning a bunch of southern states. Didn't work out too well for him. But then Republicans had their own southern firewall in 1988. And ever since then, states like South Carolina have often been the place where kind of a last stand is made by an insurgent candidate. And so we're hearing that again this year, too.
Well, Ben, one last phrase, mano a mano, which many of us were reminded is not man to man, which you might think, but it's hand to hand.
That's right. In Spanish, it's hand to hand. But I think because mano kind of looks like the English word man, it ends up getting reinterpreted as man to man or generally one on one. So if you have a one on one debate, for instance, the Democrats after O'Malley dropped out, you had Hillary and Bernie going at it mano a mano, or sometimes they said mano a womano for Hillary. And so it's a reinterpretation. It's, you know, getting away from the original Spanish meaning. But we heard it quite a lot. You know, Ted Cruz challenged Donald Trump in Iowa to a debate mano a mano. It's this phrase that keeps coming up in these political contexts with that meaning one-on-one that it never really had in Spanish.
That's Ben Zimmer of vocabulary.com and also a language columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Ben, we're going to have you back again in a few months to see what words have cropped up then. Thank you.
Sure. Always a pleasure.
And by the way, your nominees out there are welcome at hereandnow.org.